is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God dropped in my spirit the message entitled, From Canaan to Goshen. From Canaan to Goshen. I don't know that I'll be able to touch that tonight. Well, because I want to lay foundation and get us prepared or ready to receive some of these things that I'm going to say. Dr. Jonathan, you know, and I listen. He's our primary source. He's a prophet and an apostle. I listen to him mostly, but what I'm hearing throughout the body of Christ is somewhat of the same message, same frequency. I think Papa Jonathan has a better handle on it than anyone I've heard, as far as precise, as far as strategies. But let me start tonight. He talks, first of all, about, and he uses the type that Joseph was. But he talks about the church coming into 7 years of plenty. Okay, that's a prelude to 5 lean years. Okay, or years where there'll be things that happen in the world that are going to cause economies and everything else to shake. If you look at what's happening over in Greece right now, I don't know if you follow that at all, but if you look at what's happening over there, the shakeup with the economy, they don't want the euro and the riots and all of that that's going on, the banks are closed. It's like a little bit of foretaste of how anarchy will eventually set in into the social systems of the world. But like Joseph, Joseph was sent before the people. Now, if it had been to his liking, he'd have gone another way. But the way God sent him, he was sent nonetheless. You know, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for good. But in the midst of what they meant for evil, God was preparing a person or a place for them. Okay? So we'll look at this as I believe the Lord will have prepared our hearts to receive. But he talks about 7 years of plenty. And one of the things I want to mention tonight, I do think, and as we witnessed over in Trinidad and as we're witnessing with some of our network guys, Apostle Ponder and Apostle Bass, these guys, they are really prospering. You know, they are really prospering financially and otherwise. But what I notice is that we must be keen on understanding what this time of prosperity is for. It's not for us just to become self-indulgent and to indulge. It's not for that. The 7 years of plenty for Joseph were preparation. God wanted him to be in a position that when nations came, he would be in control of something. I personally am starting to see the picture unfold of what I believe God says the last of days will be like. And without any fear, and I think, you know, to hear certain things and to be able to grasp certain things, there's a certain frequency you must be on. You know, you ever tried to read something and it was like Greek to you because your spirit wasn't at rest, or you weren't in the right frame of mind, but when you got into the right frame of mind and you went back to it, all of a sudden it made sense. All of a sudden you were getting something from it. Well, with the prophetic anointing, there's a foundation has to be laid so that, you know, you're not so caught up in the affairs of life that you're not hearing. And you don't hear it in a way where all of a sudden now you're struck with fear. Or, you know, you're ready to run or you become anxious. No, there's a frequency. There's a frequency. Joseph, through a series of different events, wound up in a place. Who would have ever thought? But he wound up in a place interpreting dreams for a king, a pharaoh, that put him in a position of authority, wherein the enemy tried to, of course, slay him, imprison him, delay him, but none of it could stop what God had planned. This we must understand. No matter what's going on in the world, and what's important is that you touch the frequency, because there's so many frequencies in the world. There's so many things you can listen to. But when you take on the frequency of the Spirit, the sound that's coming from heaven, you can be in the midst of a lot of chaos, in the midst of a lot of turmoil, but it doesn't move you. You're not afraid of it. You haven't lost your way. You don't lose faith. You don't become scared or discouraged. There is a pathway. All right? There's always a pathway. There's always a way. You know, I was listening to someone the other day, and they were talking about pornography and something else, drug addiction, how these things create what they said neurological pathways to your brain. And what they do is they create these pathways, and as you continue to do drugs in that, the pathways get so large, they begin to take you over. Now you're not doing the drug is doing you. You're taken over by it, or pornography. They said it's like cocaine. It does in the brain what cocaine does. But it creates neurological pathways. Well, the Word of God is the same way. It will create pathways where in the midst of confusion, you'll understand. While everyone else is afraid, you won't be afraid. Because the Word has started to take you over. And the Word being truth, the Word is firm and is foundation. It cannot be shaken. Okay? So it's very important, and I'm going to make effort over the next services to lay this foundation so that we can get into the subject of going from Canaan to Goshen. Okay? But let me start tonight. I just want to refresh you on some things prophetically. I mentioned how that the next 6 to 8 months, expect extraordinary events, extraordinary blessings. You know, I had a little intercourse with one of our brothers tonight, and just the other day I saw another brother in his family, and you know, this is a time of God's blessing. How many know that? Come on, this is the time. Come on, there's a few hand claps. This is the time. How many can witness to that? This is a time. Come on, something's happening. This is a time of God's favor, of God's blessing upon his people. Amen. It's a time. Now, what's important is to stay in the pathway, not to be drawn off into indulgence, but keep God first and seeking his kingdom first, and you'll stay in the path where God is just adding on, instead of you having to pursue these things. I just want to touch this message tonight, but I'm not going to get into it. But Canaan, you know, when we talk about Canaan, you know, the land where we reap where we didn't sow. We have vineyards we didn't plant. We have houses we didn't build. Canaan land, land that flows with milk and honey. But during Joseph's time, if you notice, something happened where Jacob and the 70 that were that tribe had to leave Canaan. There was a famine that came into that Canaan. They were in Canaan, but there was a famine that came there, and they had to remove from there to Goshen. Okay, from Canaan to Goshen. Now, ultimately, they will go back into Canaan. But there was a time they had to come out of Canaan and go to Goshen, the place that God had prepared for them. This year is a year of kingdom advancement. Now, this is July. And we're starting to see right now that something very wonderful, something of God is happening. Can anybody agree with me here? If we had in Trinidad had testimony service, they'd still been testifying. Just from last year, you know, businesses, all kind of things happening. But again, the atmosphere of the prophetic and those that just take it, they don't question it, they're not familiar with it, they don't, you know, wonder why, they just take it and receive it and go with it, plant it and go. It's amazing how fast things come up. But this is a year of kingdom advancement. The kingdom is going to advance in leaps and bounds, take big strides before this year is out. Okay, we're already starting to see manifestations of it. Simultaneously, the wicked are going to become more wicked. This is why God has prepared Goshen. The wicked are going to become more wicked. Liars are going to lie more. There'll be more bills and laws passed that are just whack. A nation that forgets God. There'll be a lot of shakings. There'll be a lot of things that go on. So we have to stay in the pathway. Amen. Tell someone, just stay in the pathway. Keep God first in your life. He said, of the increase of his government and peace, there'll be no end. Peace in the midst of a world gone wild. Okay, let me say first we will see. Tell somebody, you're going to see something. You're going to see manifestation. You're going to see things manifest. I was so glad that there was someone with me, my wife, of course, who could witness. I come and I tell you all just little things about stuff. But when you get someone that is there with you that can witness these things, you'll see what God is capable of doing in what is so-called a third world country.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 65 of Mega Grace. Today's message, from Canaan to Goshen. Your journey towards destiny starts at home. Genesis 37 verse 4 states, "And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." Joseph was a bit arrogant. His father favored him over his brothers. Anytime the father plays favoritism amongst his children, there will be dysfunction. This can cause confusion or even abort your journey. God's presence was there to protect, to mold, and to shape Joseph. His presence was there to make the man. Joseph needed the presence of God in order to become the man God destined him to be.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.